90.7 KPFK, Los Angeles.
Hello and welcome to the car show on 90.7 KPFK FM. That music that you heard, if you could call it music, was actually me playing on a Guitar Center guitar with a Guitar Center pick. My own composition, so we cannot get sued. Nobody is going to sue us. Is that clear? We all agreed on that. Nobody's going to sue for musical copyright infringement. Let's just go right into it. From the icy cold curves of Angeles Crest Highway to the sunny shores of PCH, this is the Car Show, broadcasting every Saturday on 90.7 KPFK FM Los Angeles for over 50 years. I am your humble host, Mark Vaughn from AutoWeek.com. I am joined this week and every week by my favorite co-host in the world, Michelle Spencer, our Orange County Bureau Chief, a radio veteran, a practicing attorney, and an owner of not one, but two Mazdas, a Miata and an RX-8. Welcome, Michelle.
Hey, Mark. Good, sharp guitar skills there. You know, Jimi Hendrix is going to be just rolling over thinking, I have a day job.
I have a day job.
Well, we got through it.
You know, usually there's the bumper music on this thing we record on, and I can't find it anywhere. Ricardo Rodriguez Long, our usual co-host, is out of town for 2 weeks, and it is just us. God help us all. So let's hope that this is, in fact, being recorded and that everything is going to be groovy. Okay, let's start right off. We get into car calendar, all those events going on in Southern California. The sun is out. It's not officially summer, according to the calendar, but it is warm. It is sunny. I don't know if there's going to be June gloom. Somebody stick their head out and see. But there are a lot of great car things going on right now. But as always, we tell you, we beg, please check before you head out, because last week we told you to go to the Peterson for the Italian car cruise-in. That was not canceled. It was, quote unquote, postponed. I never got anybody to tell me why it was postponed or what happened there. But so please, by all means, check. Know before you go. Knowledge is power. So, Michelle, you didn't go to that, did you?
No, I did not. I had other things going on.
Okay.
That's how it is. But yeah, it's Italian. What do you expect? Of course, it's, you know, you might do it. Why not do it?
Okay. All right.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. Yo. Okay. You want to start out with Bruce Meyer, everybody's
sure.
Favorite car guy.
Yeah. Let's
see.
Do
Bruce.
It.
Bruce actually called in and I recorded this. And so now this is taxing my technical skills to the max, and we'll see if the technical skills actually pay out or not. Here we go.
By the way, I'm not a car collector. I'm an enthusiast.
Right. Sorry.
There is a difference.
There is a difference. That'll be for another show.
And you know, that's like saying a journalist is, you know, a writer. I mean, you're an enthusiast first, and that's clear in all your writing. I know that.
I don't know, but I am interested to hear about the new, the next Father's Day Concours en Rodeo. What's the title of that anyway?
So it's called the Rodeo Drive Concours d'Elegance, and from time to time we have a theme. But this year, you know, it's kind of a casual theme of hypercars and supercars. Honestly, we have everything. You know, it's just going to be such an entertaining show, and of course it's free of charge on Rodeo Drive, that famous street in Beverly Hills. So it's a family day, and it's a day fathers don't have to make an excuse to go to a car event.
Yeah, it's Dad's day, so he gets to do whatever he wants, and what he wants to do is go to a car show. And you've got how many blocks of Rodeo Drive closed down? Is it three blocks there?
Yeah, there's three blocks, and they're all so entertaining. The first block is O'Gara, with all the latest and greatest from Lamborghini and Bugatti and all those exotic brands that he handles. That would be the 200 block. The 300 block is, and the 400 block are really celebration of the automobile with a lot of variety. It's so entertaining. We have low riders, supercars, hypercars, sports cars. You know, we have the most beautiful 59 Cadillac convertible, you know, only in Beverly Hills.
It's a wonderful location. It's always packed. And I think one thing people don't realize that Beverly Hills, even on a busy day like this, there actually is affordable parking.
Yes, yes. And you can park in the residential area for free. And you know, so parking is, I don't want to say not a problem. It's a little on a challenge just on that day because there's a lot of, you know, people. But it's you will not have a problem parking your car.
Yeah, I've never had a problem there. It's easy to do. And there you are, right there on the show. The show is open. What are the hours for the show?
Sure, from 10 to 4. You know, we officially open from 10 to 4. You know, people start getting there a little early, but, you know, I would say, you know, if you go there midday, you'll see Jay Leno, who's our host. And, you know, we give out a few awards. We also give out two nice checks to the police department and the fire department. So they're the beneficiaries of all of our sponsorship, our most generous sponsors. So, you know, I think if you get there midday, you'll have a very special day.
Oh, great. Hey, I know sometimes Jay used to do that a couple of minutes. It seemed like a couple of minutes to stand up almost at Pebble Beach. Is he going to, so he'll be speaking and on the microphone and you and he'll be up there sort of joking around. Can people look forward to that?
Yes, that will, that's the case. And Jay is so generous with his time. And he lives in Beverly Hills, so he doesn't have to go far. He usually brings an exotic car down and we park him right in the middle. And he is so entertaining and so much a part of our community.
He's a great guy. I'm just amazed that he continues to be so generous with his car collection and his time. As are you, I might add. So we thank you both for all that you guys do to make this fun. Now, one part of that Concours Rodeo that I always like is right there in the middle where you have about four, five, six cars right in the middle of the intersection. And there are always some pretty cool cars. Have you got those lined up now?
We do. I'm not going to tell you what they are because I want it to be a surprise when you're there, Mark.
All right.
But there are four very, very thrilling cars. And, you know, they will excite you for sure. It's always fun. And that's kind of where we give out our you know, checks to the fire and the police. And it's kind of the center, and that's on Brighton Way and Beverly Drive and Rodeo Drive.
Okay, so just people could just go down, just head for Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive, and you can't miss it. You'll find a place to park. It's all free. It's a great day, and we really have to thank guys like Bruce Meyer and all the volunteers in the city of Beverly Hills who put on this great event free for dads and everybody else on Father's Day, June 16th.
You said it perfectly. Thank you.
All right. That was Bruce Meyer calling in. I know the sound levels are a little bit off there. Hopefully, we got some help from our buddies in sound booth control. As I said, Ricardo usually handles all this technical stuff, and Ricardo is in Mexico City right now. I hope having a great time. But anyway, Michelle, are your ears okay?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Just wanted to make sure everyone could hear that it's Sunday, June 16th. 7 a.m., I believe he said.
No, 10 to 4.
10 to 4, okay.
10 to 4.
At Brighton, Beverly, and Rodeo is where the...
It's three blocks of Rodeo Drive. Have you ever been to it?
Uh-uh, no.
I went to the very first one 30 years ago. The very first one, the way the event started was Ferrari was introducing the spider version of the 348, and they asked if Bruce could help them launch it on Rodeo Drive. And he said, yeah, sure. And the rest is history. It's a fun show. It's a free show. There's always something different. And, you know, you can't miss it.
I kind of think it's exciting that they have special cars in that turn area you mentioned, the circle.
Yep, right there
so
in the middle.
That's a primo for the best of the best, I imagine. So
that
how
is.
Exciting.
Yeah, that is. Okay, so we got a couple other things now. Back to this weekend. What do we have, Michelle, tonight, Saturday, June 8th? What is that? NASCAR?
Yeah. Okay. Get this. So NASCAR has a series that they run all around the country for the up and coming kids in racing. So they're doing NASCAR Night at Irwindale tonight, Saturday, June 8th. And also on the lineup is one of my favorites, Motorhome Mayhem.
It's just what it sounds like, right?
It is. It's a figure eight with motorhomes. I mean, come on. This is great stuff.
This is good stuff. Good.
Also, you know, if that doesn't get you going, pro late models, spec racers. Why did I write Raiders? It's racers.
Racers.
Trucks and late models. Inex okay. Legends, Street Stocks, Pro Trucks, Tucker Tire Enduros. And then fireworks.
Fireworks. Are the fireworks after the Motorhome Mayhem?
Well, they're after all the races are finished.
Yeah, that's right. Because so if you only want to see the Motorhome Mayhem and the fireworks, you don't have to get there early. You can get there later. I don't know exactly what time.
Get there later. Just have a beer and then wait.
Plan.
So IrwindaleSpeedway.com is where you go to get your tickets.
Yep. And that is a fine facility. If you haven't been there, it's a half mile paved oval with a 1/3 mile paved oval inside of it. And it has modern grandstands. It doesn't, you know, have modern clean restrooms. There's concession stands that actually serve, you know, good food. And it's well worth it. I think check with your local AAA office, but I think AAA offers a discount if you go out there. And if you go at the box office, ask if there's a AAA discount before you go. Now, another event that we usually plug every year, the Burbank Road Kings was one of those car clubs back in the 50s. Remember, back in those days, everybody had to do everything through a club. There were, in fact, if you weren't in a club, you had a jacket that didn't have a club logo on the back. It said Lone Wolf, no club. The Burbank Road Kings started right here in, obviously, Burbank. And their most famous member is Don the Snake Prudhomme. Now, they are having on June 9th, so that's tomorrow, June 9th, the 33rd annual charity car show hosted by Burbank Road Kings in Johnny Carson Park. That's right next to the studio where they used to film the Tonight Show. They're going to have vintage cars, food, music, shopping, and fun. So that's Sunday, June 9th at Johnny Carson Park in Burbank. Check that out. What else do we have, Michelle? Oh, this one's down in your neck of the woods.
Yes. Okay. So every month there's Legacy Cars and Coffee. I don't always mention it because we always have so much to talk about. But on Sunday, June 9th, if you have a convertible, it's convertible day. They're calling it Drop Top Sunday. This is at 1705 Flight Way in Tustin. And it starts at 7:30, ends very promptly, I have to say, at 9:30. Free coffee, free pastries, both brought to you by Wicked Detailing.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yes. Yes. And Wicked Detailing is always there if you want to ask them questions about, like, what do they like to use for interior, exterior, trying to work on your headlights, whatever. The guy's really nice. I always bring my Miata for this drop top.
All right. Good. Yeah. Obviously, that's one advantage of having a Miata.
Yes. And so you'll see everything, you know, convertible, Mercedes, whatever, Fiats, all Alphas, new stuff, old stuff, doesn't matter.
Okay.
All cars are welcome.
And if you want to see old stuff and a few new things, Sunday, June 9th at El Mirage Dry Lake, the Southern California Timing Association is holding a dry lake meet. You have to go to one of these at least once in your life. El Mirage is only about a little over an hour, depending on where you live. If you're coming from Orange County, maybe it's 2 hours, a little over an hour from most places in North LA. El Mirage Dry Lake. You can see all kinds of cars running out there on the surface of that is almost like cement, but it's cement that kind of chunks up after a lot of runs. They can get pretty fast up there. I was up there once when Jesse James broke the, did he go 200 miles an hour or something like that in a hydrogen powered hot rod? That was a long time ago.
Very exciting, though. Hydrogen powered. Wow.
There's lots of those old race cars. If you say, gosh, if only I was around back in those days. Well, you're around in these days and they're still doing it up there. So go check that out. Sunday, June 9th, El Mirage Dry Lake. Just you know, go into Google Maps and type that in. It'll tell you how to get there. It's up in the desert.
Very
the upper
fun.
Desert, the high desert.
Yeah.
And we've got another for the next week on Saturday, June 15th. Once again, Cars, Bikes, and Coffee at American Honda Collection Hall in Torrance. That address is 1919 Torrance Boulevard. Gates open at 7:30 a.m. Show runs from 9 a.m. to noon. So, you know, if you get there late, you'll miss it. This time, the theme is the art of mobility. Now, as you know, the American Honda Collection Hall is a new facility in the headquarters building of American Honda right there on Torrance Boulevard. You've probably driven by it many times. Now you can drive into the parking lot, park, and go in and see the collection and see hundreds. The first time they did it, there were thousands of cars out in the parking lot. And I understand they've got all the parking under control now. Everything's much better operated. People don't have to wait to get in. And the collection, from what I've heard, I wrote about it without visiting it. It's a pretty expansive collection. They have Indy cars there inside the museum, inside the building. And that collection you can go see anytime during regular business hours, Monday through Friday. If you don't make it down there Saturday, June 15th to 1919 Torrance Boulevard, you can go in, you know, Monday through Friday. Just drop in.
Yeah, and I was going to say, this is a semi-monthly, I think. It might be every 2 months. So don't waste the opportunity. If you're on, kind of on the fence, just go, because I don't think the next one's going to be till August.
Yeah, I don't know the exact.
They always send us a press release on it. Like, I just got it yesterday. So they send us a press release to let us know. But just in case, try to plan ahead for the second Saturday in August.
Okay. And another thing you want to be sure and see, June 14th and 15th. Also, next weekend is the 58th annual LA Roadster Show at the Fairplex in Pomona. I sound like I'm announcing a track or something, you know, but it is in there. Hundreds of roadsters, probably over 1,000, but I can't say that for sure. For sure, there'll be close to 1,000 of roadsters. Now, these again are the traditional, like a 32 high boy, things like that, a 29 track T, cars like that. When you think of a hot rod, a traditional hot rod,
the little deuce coupes,
little deuce coupes. That's right. That car was built. Here's some more trivia for you. That car was built by the father of a former Auto Week intern, Chili Catalo, built the little deuce coupe.
Wow.
Appeared on the cover of the Beach Boys album. So
no kidding. Wow.
There you go. You're okay. Right. Well, let's ping pong back to your bureau down there, Michelle, for the next one.
Okay. Yes. I have a new event. Also on Saturday, June 15th. See, this is what happens. It's that time of year. KNN. Okay. Famous for the KNN filters. KNN is presenting a Cars and Coffee at Angel Stadium. So this is going to be big. From 7 to 10 a.m. on Saturday, June 15th, they are giving away coffee and donuts and a whole bunch of merch and swag. Now, all vehicles are welcome. So this is a new location. So that means that they are anticipating that it'll be a lot bigger than it has been. Okay?
Okay.
Don't know much about it other than KNN is sponsoring it. And I imagine that you should get there way before 7.
Hey, you had me at donuts. So, okay.
All right.
Back still down there in Orange County Costa Mesa, the Jada Toys Homecoming, J-A-D-A, Jada Toys Homecoming event, June 15th, a celebration of car culture, an exciting array of cars, drivers, activities, and food trucks. They put an exclamation mark after food trucks, meaning the food is good. Because they couldn't do that legally, right? They couldn't put the exclamation mark unless it was good.
No, right. It has to be good.
It's so great to have
that's like a guarantee.
On staff. So they are going to, one of the cars featured is the Jada Liberty Walk GTR. Now, Liberty Walk is a tuner in Japan, and they have done a Ferrari F40. I think they did an NSX. These cars that they tune become these icons. You take them and you think, oh, you can't possibly improve on an F40. And yet that car looked really cool when they did it. So you'll be able to see the debut of the Liberty Walk GTR, and also the there's going to be a Liberty Walk partnership announced at 4:15. So that is at 3197 Red Hill Avenue, Suite A in Costa Mesa at the Diamond Auto Salon. So that's June 15th, 4 to 7 p.m., Jada Toys Homecoming. And we have, how much time do we have before we start our, how much time? Oh, we're out of time on the
calendar. Yes, we are. I was holding up the 2-minute warning sign.
Yeah, it's partially obscured here. So, and that's a good, it's a 2-minute warning sign time for you to donate to KPFK. Am I right? Am I right, Michelle? Do you have a spiel prepared for this?
Well, no, but that's okay.
we need your donations. We cannot survive without your donations. We have bills to pay here. Everybody, almost everybody. I don't know of anybody. I don't think I've ever met anybody who's actually paid to work. Well, oh no, there probably are a couple guys.
There are almost. Yeah, everybody. They have paid people. But the deal is that it is so easy to donate to make things keep going at this station, which has been around in a Southern California fixture for over 50 years. I know this show has been on 52 now, I believe, but it is so easy. You just go to their website, kpfk.org, and you click on the button on the far upper left for support or donate. And that's all you have to do. I did it myself. Just have your credit card ready. And that's it.
Thank you.
It took about 2 minutes and you get a little receipt saying you donated. It was easy peasy.
Okay. And what's the phone number that people can call? It's 818 and then seven other numbers. And of course I can't find those seven numbers right now. So Michelle, you look that up and I'll keep begging because I am not above begging you for your money. Look at the other stations and I'm not naming any names, but they also start with K. They have much longer spiels about this than we do. We're only doing 2 minutes right now. Of course, we'll do another 2 minutes a little bit later and a few more minutes after that. But right now, it's only 2 minutes asking for your support. Michelle, what number do they have?
Yeah, if you can't go to the website and you just would rather handle it in a phone call, here's the number, 818-985-5735.
Good.
Didn't take me too long. I just had to go through a couple of notes from April. And Mark's got technical issues. So we are going to have to move on to Mi Vida Loca at the Palace Theater. Can you hear me, Mark? No? Nothing? Okay. All right. Well, we can't do any more events. So we have so many more events, but we're going to have to move on to news. Mark was going to do the obituary for Parnelli Jones, who passed away. I don't see that he put a script up. So if he can rejoin us, then we'll go for that. In the meantime, there's news that Topanga Canyon Boulevard is open after the horrible cliff collapse and mudslide back in March. Topanga Canyon Boulevard was open on Sunday, June 2nd.
I'm back.
All right. So let me do the information about Topanga Canyon Boulevard.
You do
and
that.
Then
you do that.
You'll go ahead and do the Parnelli Jones.
Yeah, poor Mark.
So, yeah. I know. So sad. All right. So it's open from Grandview to PCH now. It was supposed to not be open until fall, but there was some federal funding that got kicked in because Governor Newsom declared a state of emergency. So we got money to give the Caltrans workers overtime. And it got done ahead of schedule. So both lanes are open. You can now go all the way from the valley to the beach just in time for summer.
Yay. And okay. Highway 1 south of Big Sur is still closed, just FYI.
Yes.
Check that out just before the show. And also the Angeles Crest Highway between Red Box and the top of Upper Big Tahunga Canyon, still closed. I rode a motorcycle up there thinking I was going to get to Good Vibrations Breakfast Club the short way, because for some reason I thought it was open by Memorial Day. It was not, and it's still closed, according to the Caltrans website. So
well, maybe they'll get to those next.
I hope they'll do something next. But anyway, as I said, we're going to start out with some very sad news. A local Southern California racing great, a hero to many of us. I remember growing up. I grew up. He was in Torrance. I was in Redondo Beach, and I remember everybody knew who Parnelli Jones was and that he was a great driver, and he has sadly passed away. He passed away June 4th at the age of 90. Sad day. He was the kind of guy, he started out racing right here in Southern California. He came from Texarkana when his family moved out here when he was 8. And by the age of 14, he was hopping over the fence at the old Carrell Speedway. And he, from there, I think his cousin's wife blew the engine on her car. He put another engine in it, and he entered the race under a fake ID because you had to be 21 to do it. So he's 14 years old, posing as a 21-year-old racing at Carrell Speedway. And by golly, that started a career that went on where he drove just about everything with four wheels on it. He did Southern California dirt tracks and those open jalopies, they called them. They was actually many of the racing organizing series called them jalopies. And those, you can't imagine how dangerous that was. And you had to be really good to survive that time. And he was really good. He was winning a lot of races, and that launched him into sprint cars, into midgets, into NASCAR stock cars. And of course, as we all know, he won the Indy 500 in 1963 in a front engine car. I think it was the last front engine car to win. It was called Old Calhoun. It was not a new car. And he won the race. That was the race where he was famously leaking oil all over the place. And they were obviously protesting him. Graham Chapman? No, that's the Monty Python. Who was... Clive Chapman's father, whatever, I'm blanking on his name, but the Lotus guy, he was protesting, and Andy Granatelli, or no, who was it? It was Agajanian said, look, man, all the oil that could leak out has leaked out because the oil level is below the spot of the leak. And they said, well, that sounds okay to me. And so he won that. He almost won in 1967 in the turbine car. Very cheap part broke there, and he continued racing. I think his last open wheel race was in 69, and then he won the Baja 1000 twice and the Baja 500 five times. He is a great guy. I mean, if you were racing against him, maybe he wasn't a great guy, you know, because he wanted to win. And if you did something wrong to him, especially in the early days of his racing career, he was very likely to find you in the pits and punch you in the nose. But that was a different era of racing. Well, they're still doing that.
I was going to say, it's not that much different if you saw Ricky Stenhouse last weekend.
Yeah, that's right. So he was an old school racer. But then when he finally did retire and became a team owner, he won the Indy 500, I think, two more times with Al Unser driving for him, Al Unser Sr. driving for him. His autobiography is titled, as a matter of fact, I am Parnelli Jones.
Awesome. Oh, that's great.
That was, the title came from, he was pulled over by a highway patrolman coming back from some race for speeding. And the guy said, who do you think you are, Parnelli Jones? And he said that famous line.
So, awesome. That's great.
Great line.
Oh, yeah.
He will be sorely missed. Of course, his sons, PJ and Paige, were both racers. And I think he has at least one grandson who went into racing. So it was a great life lived, well lived. And he stayed, I believe, in Torrance the rest of his life. He never forgot who he was, where he was from. He did a lot. He did so much. They even made a Parnelli Jones Mustang. The Celine people made one.
Oh, nice.
that was fun.
Right.
So, anyway.
Well, it might be fun to go to the Wally Parks Museum over in Pomona and see if any of his race cars are in there. And just kind of next time you go to a car museum, look around. You might see some Parnelli Jones memorabilia, and you can enjoy that.
He
have fun memories.
He had a great collection in his business headquarters, upstairs in his business headquarters in Torrance, a great collection of his cars, and there were Indy cars there. And, of course, what was the Ole Bronco that was there? There were a lot of really cool cars there. I don't know what has happened to that particular one. But anyway, we bid farewell to Parnelli Jones, and we thank him for a lifetime of representing Southern California to the world and doing
and
a fine
entertaining
job.
Us with all of his racing.
Yeah. He was a good guy, great guy. So what should we do next, Michelle? You want to talk about Electrify Expo?
Well, I wasn't able to go.
Oh.
Did you go?
I did. I went Friday, and then I came back and I decided I hadn't done enough, and so I went back and got more information, because these are the guys that so a lot of the, obviously the major car makers are there, and any major car maker that makes an electric car, almost any one of them was present at that event, and they all had really nice. I mean, you could go there if you wanted to drive a BMW, a Tesla. They had Fiskars there. Volvos, Toyotas, Lexus. If you wanted to test drive any of those, if you were new to electric cars, they had test drives lined up right there on Shoreline Drive, and you could go out and take it for a spin in an electric car. But on top of that, they had just, I don't want to say hundreds, but it seemed like it might have been hundreds of these electric scooters, electric motorcycles. If you go to autoweek.com, you can see a story I did on shows a guy riding an electric motorcycle, doing a wheelie on one. It's just amazing that they were able to get away with this. I mean, I saw a couple guys fall off of these things and nobody cared. Nobody was suing anybody. It was just, everybody had a grand old time. One interesting angle that I took on it was the tariffs that have been announced are really going to hurt these guys who are making, you know, scooters and motorcycles and these sort of last mile or alternative electric vehicle transportation options. They're really going to be hurt by these tariffs because they're going to, you know, the Biden administration announced a 100% tariff on the importation of Chinese electric vehicles. And also lithium ion batteries are also going to be slapped with another tariff, up from 7.5% to 25%, which is really hurting these guys. I talked to several of the manufacturers there. One was called Jackrabbit Mobility, and they have this cute little bicycle. It looks like a little, I don't know, I wouldn't want to call it. It's about a half scale bicycle with an electric motor in it, and that's $1,000. And if you increase the tariffs on that, you know, it is no longer an affordable option for so many people trying to just, you know, get to work or something. So these tariffs, as is often the case, they wind up just hurting the consumer. You know, they don't hurt the people who are buying a BMW or something like that. Well, they do kind of, but not as much, you know, percentage wise as these things. So that was kind of a whammy, but not a double whammy. So what's a single whammy? Just a whammy. But anyway, so that was really cool. And the Electrify Expo, this is in its fourth year. It's the biggest one ever that they had. It was, we talked it up before this. It's probably why it was the biggest one, because of the car show on KPFK.
Oh, for sure. About.
Yeah, so it was really cool. And they still have, I think, four or five or six rounds of this around the country. At cities, I think San Francisco and Seattle, you can go to electrifyexpo.com. Find out if you missed this one, you can fly up to Seattle and get into that one. So there you go. That's that. That's my report. But Michelle, you have updates on the carpool lanes.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a whole lot of time, but I'll try to move through this. So in legal news, the California legislature and the federal government are looking at what we call a sunset provision. And that's when a law is enacted, they have a date when it's going to go away. And this is for all you people who bought an EV or a plug-in hybrid or a Nissan Leaf, which is a hydrogen car, right?
Yep.
Or yeah. For your carpool.
No, a Nissan Leaf is not a hydrogen car. It's an electric car.
What's the other one that's a hydrogen?
The Toyota. Toyota Mirai.
Toyota Mirai. I knew it was a yes. All right. So those people who bought it for, you know, a lot of the good reason if you live in Southern California to buy it is so that you get the car lane perk. Well, it's the sunset provision is 9/30/25. So a year and a half away. And this is a problem because there's no movement that I can figure out being done to extend it. And those people who have four-year decals, so when you get a new car, since 2022 anyway, it's a four-year deal. So if this goes away and you just bought one of these cars that gets the car lane, carpool lane perk, you're going to get ripped off. It won't go for 4 years like you expect.
Right.
Yeah. So we have to
see. Is
that
actionable? Can we sue somebody?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Not this time.
All right.
And it's up to the federal government and it's up to the California DMV from there. It's a federal government program, but they give authority to the California DMV to decide what vehicles get to go in the carpool lane and who gets the decals. So this is going to take what they call a bilateral effort by two
bipartisan
bipartisan means two different parties.
Oh, sorry.
It's a little different, but this is two legislative bodies. Ugh, even worse.
Okay.
Because if you ever heard the term, it's going to take an act of Congress. Well, here you go.
So should people be writing to their congressperson or their representative,
yes,
and saying, get moving on this carpool lane perk because I want to be able to drive my car in the carpool lane.
Yes. And also it might be helpful to point out that it's not maxed out and that there's still a lot of wiggle room in the carpool lane. So if they think that, oh, we shouldn't do this anymore because there's too many cars. No, it's not. I mean, I go on the freeway fairly often and I have not seen that that's an issue. So if that's their concern, then that's not a valid concern.
I was kind of irked, I must say, as the owner of two electric cars, including one of which is a Mitsubishi Imea, which is the most efficient car ever made. 16 kilowatt hour battery, range of like 60 miles on a good day. And I had that. That was the most efficient car I can imagine. And it only the sticker was only good for 2 years. And after that, you could buy a huge BMW, like a 5 Series or something that was a hybrid, wasn't even an all electric car. And nowhere near as efficient as my car, and yet they go in the carpool lane because they're new. So
yeah,
yes.
And they got a four-year decal.
Yeah, 4 years. That ain't right, man. That ain't right.
No. So there's another thing. You can complain about that too.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
Or just work from home.
That's yeah. Well, I've done that too. So but you know, occasionally I do have to go to court. I had to go to Chatsworth last Thursday.
How was that drive?
Oh,
very LA drive. Okay.
On the way back, 2.5 hours.
Ooh, that's
the
bad.
Way up.
I got
just under two.
I got three words for you, Michelle. Books on tape.
Ah, yes.
If you get the right book, it makes it all. You forget you're in suffering. Okay. And speaking of suffering, we are suffering here because we need your donations. KPFK, please. Whatever you do, drop what you're doing, unless you're driving, in which case, pull to the side of the road safely and call. What's the number, Michelle?
818-985-5735.
And make a donation or go to kpfk.org. And please make a donation to keep this show on the air, keep this station going. You get stuff here. Now, I admit sometimes you don't want to hear the guitar playing on the car show, and I understand that, but there are, think of all the other shows that you get here. The show just before us, Spotlight Africa, talks about issues in Africa, political and otherwise, that you are not going to hear anywhere else. The show right after us, Bill Gardner's Rhapsody in Black, is a fantastic music show. Goes for 2 hours, and you will hear music you didn't know that you loved until you hear it. It's good stuff, and it's all here on KPFK. That's not to mention all the news, all the different perspectives you get. There are shows here that bring you a perspective you won't find anywhere else on the quote unquote mainstream media. You will get it here on KPFK, but it does not come cheap. You have to keep this station running, and we do not get big corporate dollars. We depend on you. And now I know other stations say that, and then they get like a huge grant from the government. We're still waiting for our huge grant from the government. We need your support to keep us going. So please call the magic number. Tell us again the magic number, Michelle.
Yep. It is 818-985-5735. And guess what? No commercials.
No commercials.
The fact that this is supported by people like you means no commercials.
No commercials. And that means we can tell you what we really think about cars, which is what we're going to do right now. What do you think, Michelle? We're still waiting on Michelle's Nissan Rogue, which she's going to talk about. Let's see. Maybe next week? Maybe the week after
Father's Day.
I think that's the number one selling Nissan, the Rogue.
It always has been.
It always has been. Yeah. Even before it existed. It was the number one seller forever was the Maxima way back in the
sedan days.
Yeah, 80s and 90s. Sedans. It was the Maxima, and then it became the Altima, and then it just said one day, bing, it popped up, and suddenly it was crossover utility vehicles, and now it has been the Nissan Rogue forever. So we will hear about Michelle's Nissan Rogue soon, maybe next week, maybe as early as next week, but for now, we're going to talk about another couple of fun cars. Now, we have talked, Michelle, you have two Mazdas, right?
I do, and I have my RX-8 and my Miata, but I have had a Mazda 3.
Ah, when did you have that, the Mazda 3? Because that's the car I'm going to talk about. They took that away. They pried it from my cold, dead fingers today and took it home.
When did you have yours?
You actually owned it?
I leased it for three years. Yeah, and it was when I was doing a lot of commuting, and I leased it from, I think, 2013 to 2016.
Okay.
I couldn't get the hatch. I had the trunk. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, you know, it's a four-door. You can get it with either the hatch or just the regular trunk.
Well, I had the, the 2024 Mazda 3 hatchback. That was the model that I just had today. Today I had two sets of skis in there, believe it or not. In the height of summer here, I had two sets of skis in there, and it fit no problem. You just fold down the middle seat, second row, folds forward, split different, I think it was 70-30, and very practical. But the thing about Mazdas, and I don't have to tell you this, Michelle, they are surprisingly fun to drive. You're sitting there just driving, you're thinking, oh, this is just another car. And then you go up a freeway on-ramp or something. Wait a minute. What's going on here? This is just a relatively small car. This, mine started at $25,690. And I thought, wow, this is fun. Mm-hmm. There's a 2.5 liter turbo. And it's just incredible how much fun you can have just accelerating with this. Now, I'm not saying it's like, a supercar or anything. But by golly, it was a blast. Yeah.
You don't need to have a lot of horsepower to have fun. And Mazda is totally into the driving experience. For me, I have two of them just because I'm a cheap thrills person. What can I say? Yep. The driving experience is important, and they're very good on fuel economy. I think I actually test drove the same one as you because I had it, March. Yeah, I had it in March, and it's got that awesome Bose 12-speaker system.
12-speaker system. That's right. So it's a Sky Active, which is a marketing term that is just not taken off, people. Mazda, just give up on that. Nobody's saying Sky Active. Nobody knows what that means. Just drop it. It's a Sky Active G meaning gas, 2.5 liter dual overhead cam four cylinder with VVT, variable valve technology. And it makes 191 horsepower and was just, like I say, I keep saying, boy, it was fun. And it certainly was. Now, you can move up the ladder on this. You can spend over 30 grand on these.
Easily. If you really want. Yeah. Did you get the leather trim and the aluminum speaker grills and all that stuff?
I did. Usually when they give us a car, they give us all the stuff so that we can try it out, not just to try and pamper us, but so that we can, experience all that they have to offer. And this one had a lot to offer. You can go all the way up to 2.5 Turbo Premium Plus, starts at 36,650, but I think I say go for it. And those upper trim levels also have 250 horsepower.
Right.
Sky Active again, 2.5-liter dynamic pressure turbo engine. I think that just means that the wastegate is sometimes they hold it closed longer than other times. But 2.5-liter turbo there, and 250 horsepower is even more fun than the base model. But our friend Dave Coleman works there in engineering, and it is his job, and he takes it very seriously, to make every Mazda fun to drive. And I think he has done a pretty good job of it.
Another thing to mention, too, the entire Mazda lineup, every single car, is an IIHS top safety pick.
I didn't know that. Look at that. Ain't that something?
Every single one. So you can have fun and be safe.
All right. A vehicle that is not safe is a motorcycle. And I drove a I rode a very interesting motorcycle last week. I just had it for about an hour up in Malibu. I took it up to the rock store, went down Mulholland and a couple of other twisty, turny roads up there. This was an electric motorcycle from Espoo, Finland. That is where they make it. It is called the Verge Electric. The model that I had was the TS Pro. And there are a couple of really interesting things about this bike. And the most interesting thing, usually, even an electric motorcycle, you have the battery up high on the frame, and underneath that, you have an electric motor with either a chain driving the rear wheel or a shaft driving the rear wheel. This one has it does have the battery, but the battery sits much lower because the electric motor is the rear wheel. So the middle of what you would call, there are no hubs on it. There are no spokes. It's just an open, you could put your head through it. In fact, there's a picture of me in autoweek.com doing just that.
I want to see that.
Yeah, go to autoweek.com and check it out. It's actually the lead item right now. It's a very interesting electric motorcycle. Cycle. Who was that guy? Who was in that song? Was that Woody Guthrie or Arlo Guthrie about motorcycle? I don't want to die. Okay, no more singing.
Okay, so focus.
Okay, so what they have, that rear wheel, no hub, no spokes. The stator, which is the part of an electric motor that is stationary, therefore stator, is the innermost ring there. And on the outside of that is the rotor. And the rotor is actually attached to the wheel, or actually is the wheel. So when you apply current to that, the wheel spins around and the bike goes forward. It's an amazing piece of technology, and one that I really hope that they work this out and get this going. It is for sale right now. You could get delivery possibly by the end of the year on this. They have 137 horsepower, and get ready for this, 738 pound-feet of torque. And that's going to a single motorcycle tire at the back of this thing, which is just kind of absurd, I think. But that's not all, because there's a model coming called the TS Ultra that will make 201 horsepower and 885 pound-feet of torque. Now, you think that's too much. You know, Jay Leno once said, what? You can never have too much horsepower. And so I think a lot of people have probably said that. But it's a really interesting setup. Words here are not doing it justice. If you go to autoweek.com and look at the pictures, you can see how they have set this whole thing up. And it is really cool. The problem, of course, there are a few problems with it. It costs $30,000 for the one that I drove, and $45,000 for the one with over 800 pound-feet of torque. So that is a bit of a problem. The amount of unsprung weight on that back wheel may or may not be a problem. I'm not a suspension engineer, but on my ride, it's an adjustable suspension, both front and rear, and they had it cranked up really hard for it was a really stiff setup on that thing. And I believe, again, not being a suspension engineer, that maybe that was done to control the unsprung weight in the back. I would have liked to have tried it with a softer setup, and maybe if you buy one of these, you can set it up however you want. But I don't know what that would do to the weight of the rear wheel. And that's not to say that your typical motorcycle doesn't have a lot of weight there on the rear wheel. But
how do you get a TS? I mean, do you just go on the internet and order one, or do they have brick and mortar?
They're going to have brick and mortar, I believe, in the Century City Mall. And I think it is now open in Century City Mall. You know, Century City Mall has a Tesla store. There was an Afila sort of a storefront there. I don't know if that's still there. Remember, Afila was the company between Sony and Honda collaboration. Who else did they have there? Lucid, I think, might be there. But this will be at the Century City Mall for as long as you want. So you can go there and check it out. It has a 20.8 kilowatt hour battery. As I said, riding low in the frame. And it's just, you know, there's not a lot of revolutionary thought in motorcycle design. Usually you still have internal combustion. Kawasaki, as I found at the Electrify Expo, Kawasaki is offering not only an electric motorcycle, but a hybrid electric motorcycle. So hopefully I'm going to get one of those to ride and I can report on that in the future. But for the time being, this Verge electric motorcycle made in Finland, actually designed in Finland, and it's made in Estonia because it costs less to make it in Estonia. So anyway, it's really, really cool. What do you think, Michelle? Are you going to get a, have I converted you?
Not really.
Have you ever ridden a motorcycle in your life?
No.
That's probably a good idea not to. There's a lot to be said for riding.
I live in Irvine. I shouldn't be riding a motorcycle or a bicycle. Yeah. It's dangerous.
It's dangerous. And all I can say to people is ATGAT is an expression that motorcyclists use. All the gear, all the time.
Yes.
And so, like, don't go out and just think, oh, I'll just wear my jeans because everything's going to be fine. You know, don't go out without the gloves. Don't go out with an open face helmet. Wear everything all the time. And that's what I have been doing. The one time I didn't do it, I was at CES in Las Vegas on a little Super 73 electric scooter going around a corner, front end just whoom, washed out. And I'm sliding across the intersection in Las Vegas on my right elbow. There are parts of my right elbow still in Las Vegas. And, you know, I will say this about the good people of Las Vegas. They ignored me completely. So I had to, like, get up in my dazed state and drag the thing out of the street and then lie down on the side of the road. And they thought I was a crazy person. But anyway, if you're going to ride a motorcycle, by all means, please wear all the gear all the time. And take the motorcycle safety course, MSF. If you look that up, you Google that, you can learn how to ride safely. And my suggestion, if you've never ridden one before, is get a little tiny electric scooter and just play around with that. You know, go around your block or in a parking lot or something. Get the feel for how a motorcycle reacts. You know, work your way up. Don't buy a Verge TS as your first bike.
Right. So don't go to an electric guitar. Start with an acoustic. Work your way up.
Yeah.
Good. I like that.
Yeah. And if you, And if you do like that, and if you like our show, and if you like KPFK, please, by all means, take a moment to give us a call or contact us through our website, kpfk.org, or call us. Michelle, what's that number?
818-985-5735.
Yes, we need your support. And now support is obviously an acronym, not an acronym. What's the word I'm looking for? What's the legal term? It's what we really want to say is money. We want your money, but we're calling it support because it's more polite. So please do what you can to support KPFK and all the news that you get here, all the information, in spite of the terrible guitar playing by myself. You know, definitely do what you can. Right, Michelle?
Well, that was just, you know, something we had to do to get the show up and running. We have to have a little music in the beginning and the end. Oh, don't forget, you got to have some at the end.
Yeah, I'm going to have to play that again. That is my own composition, too. If anybody wants the rights to that, see my attorney, Michelle Spencer.
Yeah, they'll have to fight with me.
Michelle Spencer Esquire.
And it's going to cost you. So
It's four chords. It's easy. Anybody can play it.
Four chords and a song.
Yeah.
There you
four
go.
Four chords and a guitar. I'm going across the country playing in smoky honky-tonks.
There you
my
go.
Four chords. But we do need your support here at KPFK. I don't know if you realize this, but KPFK is broadcast at 112,000 watts of power from high atop Mount Wilson and a couple of repeaters here and there. So you can hear it from Santa Barbara to Bakersfield all the way down to San Diego. And that is not cheap. That is something that costs money. And we are hoping for your support to keep the airwaves humming with good information. Now, we here at the car show have been bringing you car information for 52 years, and we would really like to continue doing that for another 52. So we need your support. You're just sitting there in your car right now and just think, hey, if I could maybe, you know, somehow do my part to keep this great show on the air. Well, you can. You can call 818. What's the rest, Michelle?
985-5735. And also don't forget, if you would like to donate a car, that is another way you can contribute to keeping the station going and keeping all this great programming coming to you for free with no commercial interruptions.
That's right. No, not only no commercial interruptions, but no corporate influence on anything that we say. There, and we're not saying, we're not naming any names, but there are news sources out there that are funded by corporations. And is it possible that they're getting influenced by them? Perhaps. But we have no corporate influence here, which is not to say we don't miss that kind of money. But we depend instead on you. And we need you, please, to check out kpfk.org or call
818-985-5735.
We appreciate and need your support here at KPFK, 818-985-5735, or go to kpfk.org and make your donation so that we know that you care about the information and the news that you get here on KPFK.
Yeah. And thank you if you have donated and if you picked up the phone or went on the website while you were listening to us. We really, really appreciate that.
We do. And in the past, we have been able to acknowledge listeners on the air who made donations. We're not able to do that right now this week, but we will be able to do it soon.
And I'm going to acknowledge myself because I made a donation.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know how Snoop Dogg says, first of all, I'd like to thank me.
I have never really quoted Snoop Dogg before. So
there you go. He has many, many, very, very good quotes. And that's one that gets quoted probably the most.
That may
first
be.
First of all, I want to thank me.
That may be a first on.
For stepping up. And so hopefully you all will step up too.
Yeah. And we hope you will.
Meantime, we hope you give us a like on Facebook. We have a page for the show, the car show on KPFK 90.7 FM. Go ahead and give us a like and follow.
Give us a like and follow. And thank you all for listening. And we will see you next week here on the car show.
The benefits of donating your used vehicle to KPFK include funding new and existing programming, as well as increasing community awareness. You also benefit by being able to reduce your taxable income. There's no need to deal with the hassles of selling it, and you support public radio in the process. To donate your vehicle, please call 877-KPFK-AUTO. That's 877-KPFK-AUTO.
I'm Chuck Foster. Join me at 2 p.m. Sundays for Reggae Central, playing ska, rock steady, roots, dub, and dancehall. New releases, old favorites, and delightful obscurities right here on KPFK 90.7 FM in L.A.
Support comes from Art Don't Sleep and Jazz Is Dead, presenting the nine-piece jazz funk collective Ghost Note on June 30th at Lodge Room in Highland Park. Headed by snarky puppy percussion duo, that's Robert Sputz Seawright and Nate Wirth, Ghost Note is known for the bold and in-your-face live performances, offering a fresh take on Afrobeat, hip-hop, psychedelia, and more. For more information and tickets, visit jazzisdead.com.